So I got this here. I've talked about this before. It's one of my favorite parts of the John D. Enochian. Bro, I don't know why they haven't made a freaking movie about these dudes, bro. Like,
It's coming, trust me.
bro, I honestly, if I had the money, bro, starring Nick Cage as John D.
That would be the perfect
Yeah,
candidate.
and you know what's the craziest part? That I could actually inquire about that. Like, I could actually, like, I probably know the people, right? If only we knew somebody who knew who knew Nick Cage, right? Like, I could probably inquire about, like, yo, how much would it be to have Nick Cage be John D? Like,
Man,
bro,
that would be something. That would be something right there. I wonder who's going to play Queen Elizabeth.
that'd be wild, right? That'd be wild. So here we have this now Vaj guy again. And so this is Friday, April something, Aprilis, right? And they're having all these crazy, crazy visions, and they're being taken to this other spot, and they are shown God. Okay. They are shown God, but God isn't the regular God that we all know and love, Sky Daddy sitting on a throne. No, God is a whale with many
Oh,
eyes. The
Lord.
prophet took them up, for they were become as dead. Okay, mind you, and think about all these stories that this lines up with, right? All the stories that this lines up with. Now, they were very religious. There's thousands of, well, not thousands, but numerous theories as to John D. and Edward Kelly, and Edward Kelly was a charlatan. And they were all, making all this up. But bro, there's so many records of this. But anyways, prophet took them up, for they were become as dead. And suddenly the firmament and the waters were joined together, and the whale came like unto a legion of storms, or as the bottomless cave of the north. I talk about the North Pole portals and all these different things when it is opened. And she was full of eyes of every side. The prophet said, "Stand still," but they trembled. The water sank and fell suddenly away, for that the whale lay upon the hill, roaring like a cave of lions. And the prophet took them by the hands and led them to the whale's mouth, saying, "Go in." But they trembled vehemently. He said unto them the second time, "Go in." And they Dirt, dirt, nah, bruh. Dirt, nah. Bro, what? Dirt, not. Bro, there's no way. What is that? That's a DURST. Durst, not. Bro, why'd you have to kill the moment, Ani? Bro, we're getting to the
Sorry.
juice. Durst. Bro, hold on. You killed the moment. Durst, not. No, that's not even a word.
Dirt, not,
Dirt.
I don't know.
Dirt.
They're dirt. They're dirt. They're dirt. I
Whatever. Who cares? That word, if anyone knows what that means. And he swear unto them, and they entered in. So he's like, yo, get in, bitch, right? So, and they entered in, and he lifted up his voice and cried mightily, "Come away." And lo, they floated before him, richer than an emperor's throne, for unto him that was naked were clothes given. Unto him was that was a child and a man, were 12 gates open. So bro, they're going to this whale, and reality is unfolding before them. The gates have been open, right? When they go into this whale, and they're ha but dude, like, were they on substances when they were experiencing this? Because this is really psychedelic, bro. Really think about it. But I mean, there's something about prayer, Ani, whether you're Christian or not, meditation, let's call it that. And these dudes were entering deep states of meditation hours upon end. I mean, that's what he needed to do to be able to scry. Okay. So 12 gates open, and the prophet cried mightily and said, this whale cannot die, and lifted his voice again and said, within this whale are many chambers and secrets, dwelling places, which I will divide betwixt you on the right side, unto which was a child. And now, let's see here. And now, the next page. Did I skip a page, bro? No, here we go. And now, you see, this is, bro, this is original stuff, right? We're reading directly from the source, dog. Like, this is
some good stuff, bro.
Right here. So, and now a man, there are 12 open, but unto thee that hath provided strange garments for thyself. Magical underwear, maybe, perhaps, I don't know. And not such as men used to wear. I will give thee head, heart, and left side. Whole places are 46. You shall enter and be possessed this day together. We're talking about like the divine androgen coming together, right? The opposite. So be possessed this day together. And behold, the sun shall return again 21 times and in 1 year, but not all at one time. You shall depart hence into a dwelling that shall be all one, where there is no end, the place of comfort and unspeakable glory. I have said, and then this is John D. writing back, but think about that. This almost sounds like the beginning and the end, the one place in time. It sounds like the movie Spaceman, like when he gets to that one spot, the Alpha and the Omega. So John D. replies, as you have delivered us a parable, enigma, or prophecies, for I beseech you for the setting forth of God, his honor and glory, to expound what is meant by the whale, the naked man, and the child. Now, lodge the prophet in his name. The naked man is D. The child is Kelly. The prince is the devil. The hill is the world. The waters are the bosom of God. The four beasts are the four elements. The 12 trees are the 12 parts of the heavens. The whale is the spirit of God. The chambers are the degrees of wisdom. The thunders and the winds are the ends of God, his will and judgment. So, bro.
Always saying, man, this stuff gets me excited, bro. Like, esoteric, he even breaks down. Like, the esotericism here, like, it's crazy, you know? And even with, you know, when he speaks about elements, I was just reading some theosophical text that referenced the whale. And you know, the whole Blavatsky thing.
Really?
Yeah, and the elementals, but it goes more in the Hindu direction. They don't call them angels. They call them devas. You know, the angels and devas, they're the same thing. You know, angels are devas in whatever Sanskrit language that is. Whoa. So the spirit of God is the whale.
And also... And depending on which translation you read, the first animal that the first thing that was created here, let me find it. Golly. Anyways, I try to click this one. And God created the great whales and every living moving creature, which the waters brought forth according to their kind. This is Genesis 1:21. So the King James Version, and God created great whales and every King James, our boy, King James. And every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw it was good. So Genesis, bro, God created the whales first. And then here we have this entire thing, which, again, this is just one little piece. I mean, I've spent hours and hours and hours. And every time I go back, look at this. This is all their mystical. I've spent hours, bro, reading. And every time I pick one random spot, it's like something wild. I'm like, what? Nobody's made, bro. I'm gonna reach out. I'm gonna make this happen. John D. Edward Kelly, starring Nicolas Cage. We'll find out who Edward Kelly can be.
Right.